I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. About one-third of Colorado cities and towns are holding elections on November 7th. And while not on the current ballot in Colorado Springs or Pueblo, the most common question voters statewide will face is whether to allow their community to explore other options for receiving broadband. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
State law requires cities and towns that want to consider other ways of getting broadband to first ask voters. Kevin Ballmer is the deputy director of the Colorado Municipal League, which advocates for cities and towns at the state capitol. He says 69 cities have already passed similar questions.
Just a continuation of the theme we've seen all along. Folks aren't happy with their existing broadband service. They want to empower their local government to explore other options,
such as a public-private partnership with the city owning the infrastructure, or in some cases, the city providing broadband. Even with pushback from the telecom industry, all of the previous elections on the issue have so far been successful. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
A Mexican immigrant and activist who has lived in western Colorado for 16 years has taken refuge in a church to avoid deportation. Sandra Lopez of Silt moved into Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Church in Carbondale with her two-year-old daughter last week after immigration officials denied her request to delay deportation. Lopez is the fifth immigrant living in the country illegally to seek sanctuary in a Colorado house of worship this year. Lopez has been facing possible deportation since 2010 after she was arrested for alleged criminal mischief, a misdemeanor, but court records show that case was quickly dropped. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.